Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Abhineet Shukla with the World News. The headlines. Indian space startup Galaxy launches Mission Drishti, world's first Optosat satellite aboard SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. UAE resumes normal flight operations to multiple Indian destinations after brief suspension amid West Asia conflict. OPEC plus countries raise oil output for next month. US President Donald Trump rejects Iran's fresh multi-layered proposal to break deadlock over peace talks. And World Press Freedom Day being observed today. Indian space startup Galaxy has launched Mission Drishti, the world's first Optosat satellite aboard SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket from California. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated Galaxy, highlighting it as a major milestone in India's space and innovation journey. The Prime Minister said, "The successful launch of the largest privately built satellite in India is a testament to youth's passion for innovation and nation building." Vice President Radhakrishnan said, "Mission Drishti marks a significant step forward for India's commercial space ecosystem with its advanced all-weather, round-the-clock Earth observation capability." Our correspondent tells us more about Bengaluru-based space tech startup.
The Bengaluru-based Galaxy, founded by five IIT Madras alumni, including Suyash Singh, Daniel Chowda, and Kishan Thakkar, among others, in 2021, today earned global attention by the success of Mission Drishti. This is the world's first satellite to fuse synthetic aperture radar and electro-optical imagery sensors on a single platform. It is the Earth observation satellite that can see through clouds and darkness. The New Space India Limited of ISRO is helping the startup in the global distribution of its satellite imagery. Sudhindra, Akashwani News.
The United Arab Emirates, that is UAE, has resumed normal flight operations to multiple destinations in India after brief suspension amid West Asia conflict. It comes after the UAE General Civil Aviation Authority has announced full resumption of normal air navigation operations within country's airspace and lifted temporary precautionary measures. The Ministry of External Affairs, in a statement, said, "Indian and UAE carriers have consequently restored regular flights from UAE to multiple destinations in India." Amid the ongoing West Asia conflict, the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, that is OPEC Plus, have agreed in principle to raise oil output targets for June. According to the cartel's statement released after its first virtual meeting today, following United Arab Emirates' exit, the seven OPEC Plus countries agreed to increase oil output targets by about 1,88,000 barrels per day next month. The countries said they will continue to closely monitor and assess market conditions to support market stability. This is the third consecutive monthly increase amid the geopolitical crisis. The White House has confirmed that Nick Stewart has been appointed as an advisor to the diplomatic team working to end the ongoing conflict with Iran. In a statement, spokesperson Olivia Wales described Stewart as an experienced policy expert who will support the delegation led by Special Envoy Steve Witkoff. Stewart has previously worked on Iran-related issues at the State Department during the first Trump administration. U.S. officials say his appointment was facilitated by Jared Kushner. Before this role, Stewart was linked to the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, known for advocating a tougher stance on Iran. The development comes as Iran has submitted a counter-proposal to a US-backed 9-point peace plan. Iran's Foreign Ministry spokesman Ismail Baghai has reacted to US President Donald Trump's remarks that called the US seizure of Iranian vessels piracy. Baghai, in a social media post, said it was a direct and damning admission of the criminal nature of their actions against international maritime navigation. Baghai called on the international community, UN member states, and the UN Secretary-General to firmly reject any normalization of such blatant violations of international law. Trump has bragged that the US Navy acted like pirates in its blockade of Iranian ports. Trump, at an event in Florida, said they took over the ship, the cargo, the oil, and it was a very profitable business. The United States imposed its anti-Iran blockade on the Strait of Hormuz after post-ceasefire negotiations with Tehran. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Iran has conveyed a multi-layered proposal to Washington today in an attempt to break the deadlock over peace talks. However, US President Donald Trump has said he was not satisfied with Iran's new offer to end the West Asia conflict. He has also indicated that Washington is unlikely to accept any framework that does not include firm guarantees preventing Tehran from developing nuclear weapons. A Pakistani official has said Iran's latest proposal outlines a phased plan to reduce tensions, separating immediate conflict management from the longer-term nuclear dispute. Under the plan, Iran has signaled it is willing to ease tensions around the Strait of Hormuz if the United States reduces its military presence and relaxes economic pressure, including restrictions on Iranian oil exports. Iran has also proposed restoring maritime trade and oil flows independently of nuclear talks, arguing that economic normalizations should come first. On the nuclear issue, Iran has indicated it may consider limits on uranium enrichment and stricter monitoring, but only as part of a broader deal that includes meaningful sanctions relief. Another source said, Iran is seeking formal recognition of its right to develop nuclear technology for civilian use under international rules. Tehran also wants assurances that any agreement on this would be durable and not subject to unilateral withdrawal. Today is World Press Freedom Day. It serves as an occasion to encourage and develop initiatives in favor of press freedom and to assess the state of press freedom worldwide. The theme for this year is Shaping a Future of Peace. A report.
The World Press Freedom Day was proclaimed by the United Nations General Assembly in 1993 following a recommendation adopted at the 26th session of UNESCO's General Conference in 1991. The occasion celebrates the fundamental principles of press freedom and is an opportunity to evaluate press freedom worldwide, to defend the media from attacks on their independence, and to pay tribute to journalists who lose their lives in the exercise of their profession. The day holds significance for press freedom and its independence. With Saklin, this is Sanyukta Yadav, Akashwani News.
The Pakistan Stock Exchange has emerged as one of the world's worst performers due to the country's heavy reliance on imported energy. The combination of skyrocketing costs and obstructed imports is placing an unbearable strain on the country's fragile external position. Pakistan's struggling economy is set to remain gripped by double-digit inflation if global oil prices continue to surge amid the West Asia crisis. Ambassador-designate of India to China, Vikram Doraiswamy, reached Beijing today. Embassy of India in Beijing said in a social media post that he was received by Chargé d'Affaires of the Indian Embassy, Angeline Premlatha, and Deputy Director, Asia Department of Chinese Foreign Affairs Ministry, Li Xianbo. China remains the world's largest prison for journalists, and its regime conducted a campaign of repression against journalism and the right to information across the world. Paris-based Reporters Without Borders said this in its latest annual survey. China has kept in detention 110 journalists and 3 media workers. The Chinese regime has been using surveillance, coercion, intimidation and harassment to stop independent journalists from reporting on issues it considers sensitive, like issues related to Tibet. In the Philippines, thousands of people evacuated the area south of Manila after Mayon volcano erupted and authorities advised the public to stay out of the 6-kilometer radius danger zone. The Volcanology Institute issued alert level 3 on its 5-step scale, reporting storm bullion activity and short-lived lava fountaining from one of the country's most active volcanoes. It also warned of possible landslides and lava flows. In tennis, Marta Kostyuk has captured the biggest title of her career after winning the Madrid Open 2026. The 23-year-old Ukrainian defeated world number 8 Mira Andreeva 6-3-7-5 in the women's singles final yesterday. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Indian space startup Galaxy launches Mission Drishti, world's first Optosar satellite aboard SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. UAE resumes normal flight operations to multiple Indian destinations after brief suspension amid West Asia conflict. OPEC Plus countries raise oil output for next month. US President Donald Trump rejects Iran's fresh multi-layered proposal to break deadlock over peace talks. And World Press Freedom Day being observed today. And with that, we conclude tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.